This interview is for information only and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation to buy shares in the company featured. Welcome to this Stockbox interview. On Stockbox today, I'm joined by Charlie Stevenson, who is the geologist at SI Capital. Now, we often talk to Charlie on the Market Musings podcast with myself and Kenny, but today Charlie is on an interview to talk to us about the results or the RNS that came out from Cobra Resources. So you're very welcome, Charlie. Welcome to this, this platform for today.
Yeah, thank you, Mark. Thanks for inviting me on.
No, it's great to have you on. I'm hopefully get some good insights into this RNS. So it's obviously it's drill results. It's always nice to see drill results. The highlight for me is in the first sentence, really, 5.2 grams per ton of gold over 15 meters. So I assume that's good. Do you want to tell us if it's a good result?
Yeah, no, certainly, and it's relatively shallow as well. Just under 60 meters depth that was intercepted. So we're talking about, I think I put on Twitter an image of five elephants stacked up, just to give an idea of how thick an intercept that really is. Yeah, 5 grams a ton, fantastic grades. Underground mines, you need a minimum of 2 grams a ton, and underground being more expensive. This is at 60 meters, so well within open pittable depths. Mm. And also, you have to remember that ore body, they've intercepted it at depth of that ore body. So that ore body continues up to, I think it's around 20 meters from the surface. So from 20 meter surface down to that 60 meters, we have got a good idea that we're going to be consistently intercepting good gold grades in there, and over quite significant intercepts.
So this is an excellent grade then, and in even more so because it will be an open pit mine.
Yes, certainly. Those widths mean that when you're doing your ore grade control, you've got a huge area to be plucking out high grade material. Mm-hmm. So that's very good. But not just that 5 grams a ton material. So that's the upper range, of course, of what they've got. They've got some other stuff which is around the 1 gram per ton material. Mm-hmm. That's still fantastic grade material to be going through on an open pit project. So what's that on its own is very, mm-hmm. very good. But then there's another aspect which I think people need to note, and is to refer now to the map of the Clarkson deposit. Now, the resource is down in the south, and this drilling's been up in the north, and there's roughly 1.75 kilometers between the two, or it's roughly about that distance. And that all needs to be infill drilled for the rest of this whole drilling campaign. So we've got a decent amount of drilling to go, and we've proven that both ends of this target area are looking rather sexy.
Mm, good. And I also note in the RNS that the results that have currently come in represent only 20% of the total assay. So in fact, Cobra is still waiting for I guess 80% of the results to come back. So I mean, is this a really like astounding start? You know, can we expect this to just only get better?
Well, yes. The Cobra team have gone in and they're testing an area using a slightly new model. Basically, Craig's been a geologist, used technical de-risking strategies, including a soil sampling campaign, and more importantly, looking at geological structures to identify historic drilling hasn't been deep enough. It's also been going in the wrong direction. Mm. And so this first set of results just prove that his technical de-risking has worked. Now, this is just one project of, what is it, 20 or so targets they have over their area. So we've now got a new, let's call it a new exploration model, and that now can be applied to all of these other targets, which historically have been overlooked. So I'm very excited about potential.
Yes, well, this is what I think when we spoke last time on the Market Musings podcast, this is what you said, that the results weren't going, the previous drilling was not going deep enough and it was going in the wrong direction. And that's what Craig and the team have decided to address. And as you say, it looks like clearly this strategy is working. I also note Craig commented that says it's apparent that the extensions dip down along strike from this intersection. So what can you just explain from a geological point of view, what does that mean exactly, and what would be the next way, what would be the next sort of step in exploring that?
So what I think this is kind of implying is actually that these ore bodies are open to depth, really. So the system on if you imagine the planes of paper, we've only drilled them to a shallow depth. These things continue down to depth, and a long strike being the kind of the surface impression of that system is continuing along. So I think what he's implying here is that there is a lot more exploration upside to be going. They haven't worked out where the edge of our plane of paper is, which is again very exciting. And so these grades, again, I should point out, are high enough for them to start looking at a underground operation, and therefore why not drill a little deeper and show that continuity just by drilling down. So they've drilled down to what, 60 meters here. If we have drill intercepts down at 120 meters there, you suddenly realize you've doubled your resource. So, drilling to depth could be of some interest to them, I'm sure.
Okay. Well, Charlie Stevenson, the geologist for SI Capital, thank you very much for your time.
That's okay. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you for listening to this Stockbox interview. For more information, interviews, and videos, visit our website at stockboxmedia.com or give us a follow on Twitter by searching at Stockbox Media.